Hello again, and we're almost halfway on this. Well, we are actually halfway on this 14 days to working on your business and not just in it. I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope you're getting lots of valuable information so that your business can absolutely start to rocket. I've worked with thousands of business owners at this point, and I know what challenges the most is staffing and management of people. So today I'm going to talk about staffing, and then tomorrow we'll move on to management. And I'm going to start at the beginning, and I'm going to start at hair and beauty salon recruitment. So how to get the right people around you. Again, this is all working on your business and starting to recognize that working on your business is so valuable, as well as always working in it. So here are my tips for salon recruitment. Conducting interviews can be a daunting prospect for a salon owner, but if your small business is growing, chances are that you will need to hold job interviews on a regular basis. The secret to hiring the best therapist and stylist for your team starts long before you hold any interview. Choosing a new staff member has to begin with defining what skills and attributes you need in your salon. So make a list of what you need from the perfect candidate. For example, X, Y, and Z experience and A and B qualifications. Then make a list of what would be nice to have, good things but not essential. Use these to write your ad and job specification for the new position. This will help you to attract the right candidate for interviews. Keep in mind your role as the interviewer includes both conveying and obtaining information from the candidate that expands on the job application and CV. It is also a chance for the applicant to gain information about the salon and the position. It can help them to make a decision as to whether to accept the job offer or not. And when conducting a salon interview to fill a position in your hair or beauty salon, there are four questions that you want answered. Number one, can they do the job? In other words, do they have the technical ability? Number two, will my clients like this person? Number three, will they fit into my team? And number four, can I manage this person? Question one can be answered very quickly. You do a quick trade test or a practical test to determine the candidate's level of skill at certain treatments or services. The last three questions will require a lot more investigation. On meeting the candidate, take notes on your first impression of them. Take into account their general appearance, their demeanour, and even their handshake. How confident are they when they are speaking, and do they keep eye contact? How fast do they respond, and how precise are their answers? Have they done clear research on your salon before showing up for the interview? Would they be confident sellers, and will they be able to close the sale? And areas for you now to think about focusing on with a job interview. Why they chose a career in the hair and beauty industry, their knowledge of the area and also retail products, explaining your knowledge in your skincare and hair care products. How do they keep up with the latest trends in the industry? How will they greet clients in your salon? How will they ensure their clients return to your salon? The kinds of machinery, equipment and brands that they can operate. When are they available for work? In other words, have they got what it takes to grow a column base and be a financial asset in your business that I continually refer to? And how do you spot a great therapist or stylist? They smile and they have a sense of humour. They are naturally friendly and they are always polite. Their appearance is presented with pride and perfection. They ask clients what they want and they take their budget into consideration. They offer opinions and they give recommendations. They always sell. If they can't help, they tell the client who can. And most importantly, they ask for the sale. So I hope that's some helpful background information about running your interviews. So to attract the right people then to your job. According to a recent study, an average UK worker will change employers every 5 years, with just under a quarter of employees, 23%, looking for a new job at least once a year. By the very nature and in the industry that we're in, people tend to be transient, so we need to have a continuous pipeline of attracting the right people. People are no longer motivated by the same factors as previous generations. Instead, employees are placing greater emphasis on a good work-life balance, a sense of purpose, sometimes beyond financial success. Although salary remains a motivating factor, the decision of employees, their well-being, personal progression, and most importantly of all, their cultural fit with their prospective employer, all have an important part to play. As a business owner, there are many challenges to success, such as customer acquisition, revenue and profit growth. However, the greatest challenge for all hair salon businesses is how to attract and retain great people. Without a great team, your hair salon cannot succeed. Success of any business is predicted on having the right people in the right jobs with the right skill set. This is true for both management positions and those on the front line. Successful hair salons must have a people process encompassing business strategy, recruitment, and long-term retention of your best employees to ensure business success. Step one, develop your business strategy. To do this, you will need to define what are you doing, where you want your business to go, identify your unique selling point, how to differentiate your companies from others offering similar services, and decide how you want to approach your marketplace. Now, apart from attracting the right people, you need to be very clear about this information to direct your business where you need to go anyway. Step two, define your company's culture. Determining its culture is the single most important part of any salon's foundation. It defines how you want to be known by your customers, your suppliers, and by your employees. And number three, identify the required people skills, competencies, and range of experience. Identify the people you need to achieve your business goals and who will fit into the culture of your salon. Having the right fit, in inverted commas, is critical. Therefore, you need to create profiles of the skills and competencies that are needed for the business. Take this information and start to develop the job description. This is why you need time to work on your business, because these are not things you can do in between clients in a 5-minute gap in staff room. It is important to focus on the duties, responsibilities, and skills that are necessary for the job, as well as the right fit for your salon's culture. When interviewing job candidates, involve others in the process, as everyone has weak spots when interviewing. If possible, let others participate, having them follow the profile and job description. When making the final decision, choose the candidate who best fits the position and organisational culture. And here are my 5 top interview tips. Number one, prepare a separate interview score sheet for each candidate. It is crucial to rate each candidate, as you may not be able to recall specific details of the interview later. Number two, get the setting right. Both you and the candidate need to be comfortable and reasonably relaxed. That way, both of you get more out of the interview. Number three, communicate clearly. You are not there to scare the living daylights out of the candidate, as this will be counterproductive because the person will become too nervous and less likely to do themselves justice. Number four, use open questions and remember the 80-20 rule. Now, open questions lead to a conversation. Closed questions give a yes or a no answer. So that's the difference there. And I want to talk to you about this 80-20 rule. As the interviewer, you speak 20% of the time and the candidate speaks 80% of the time. Okay? You speak 20% of the time and the candidate speaks 80% of the time. So I always have, when I'm doing interviews, I always have a notebook beside me and always have 80-20 written down so that I remind myself not to be blabbing on. Number five, encourage the candidate to ask questions. Once you have that all important information, you need it all written down. Okay, so I hope we're working towards improving your recruitment process so that you can attract the right people. Now we need to figure out how to hold on to to your star players. So retaining therapists and stylists. How will you get your talented, committed employees to stay? How will you get them to stay while others may try and entice them away? You've hired the best people. They are the heart and soul of your business. And that's what gives your salon its competitive advantage. You love them because they are critical to your salon success. They make your salon the best one for your clients and offer the best salon customer service they can. They're the ones, these are the people you can't afford to lose and the ones your competitors are continually trying to steal from. I quit, I'm giving you a notice, I found another job. Can we talk? If any of the above strike fear in your heart or make your stomach sink, you are not alone. Anyone managing or supervising others reacts with dismay or statements like these, especially when the people saying them are critical to your salon as well. These people are the people who are necessary for the success of your business and your peace of mind. So hold on to your star players. Firstly, always remember that thoughtful planning, honest and continuous communication, and basic human respect go a long way with your employees. Have you ever asked your star players what keeps them in your business? Have you ever asked them what might lure them away? And if not, why not? Just asking these questions is a retention strategy in itself. Many salon owners say their time is totally consumed by the business at hand. There is always an urgency to take care of clients, leaving very little time to listen, let alone ask. If you fall into this category, you are missing a secret of how to succeed. Just ask. Again, I'm going back to the title of this whole course. It's all about working on your business, not just in it. Ask each person what keeps them working in your salon. Make a note for each person's answer. Every month, review your notes and ask yourself what you've done for your employee, for that employee in particular, that relates to their specific needs. Here are the most common reasons why people stay, and these are in order of popularity. Number one, career growth, learning and development. Number two, exciting and challenging work. Number three, working with meaningful people. Number four, great people in the team and clients. Number five, being part of a team. Number six, a great boss. Number seven, recognition for job well done. Number eight, fun at the job. Number nine, autonomy, having a sense of control over my work. Number 10, flexibility. Number 11 is actually fair pay and benefits. Number 12, an inspiring manager. Number 13, pride in the organization. Number 14, a great work environment. Number 15, the location. Number 16, job security. Number 17, being friendly. Number 18, the technology in your business. Now, this is for industry in general. This is not just for our particular sector. A good boss who cares about employees will help talented people find these aspects in their work. Outstanding therapists and stylists give you and your salon that competitive advantage. Talented people are scarce and they will continue to be scarce. So do what you need to hold on to and to retain your stars. If you have been working on your team, create a workplace environment that is so productive and so fulfilling, talented people will want to stay. And this is also the point about having a highly profitable business. You can then pay your stars a little bit more. And on that question, I'm always getting questions to my phone or questions to my office. How much should I be paying people in my salon? I don't have a definitive answer for you on this, but I know from running my own business and my own salons how difficult it can be to find the right people for your salon. So once you've got that perfect one there, there's a task to be completed, negotiating the salary. The salary negotiation process is a high anxiety experience for both the employee as well as the employer. While your approach would depend primarily on the value of the role and the suitability of the prospective employee for the job role, here are some tips to make the salary negotiation process and keep it smoother for you. Communicate to the employee the general remuneration packages offered by competitors without naming the companies until that's necessary. Be aware about all professional concerns and communicate your policies that are in place to address those concerns. Provide assurance that you can maintain and in turn cause the other to give promises. Talk about the job and find out whether the person is worried about money or about the work. A professional would not lose sight of the job and duties associated with it because everything bears upon the salary package. And remember the clause noted in advertisements is actually true and vital in life. Salary is no bar for the right candidate within parameters. So salary is no bar for the right candidate. That person who can really help your business grow can name their price. Unless the candidate is outstanding, limit yourself with internal salary ranges. Even if the candidate is outstanding, don't deviate much from those internal salary ranges until the person has seriously proved themselves. Be clear about long-term goals and policies within the company. Salary negotiation has a great psychological impact on the prospective employee. An employee who joins your organisation in a satisfied mood with a sense of achievement would try to work harder and be much more motivated. On the other hand, an employee on whom you left an impression on the salary table of being a weak, worried employer would run at the next opportunity. That's because they would view you as just a stopgap employer, and that is not a good starting point for anybody. So again, you need time to work on your business to get these processes right. And when you have your team in place, make sure to get them emotionally involved. As a salon owner, you manage people. People who are paid to do a job. But if it is just a job to them, you will never get their best. If they come to work looking at the clock, and clocking in and clocking off and doing as little as they can, get away in between, you're doomed to failure. On the other hand, if they come to work looking to enjoy themselves, looking to be stretched, challenged, inspired to get them involved, then you are in with a big chance of getting the very best from them. The difficulty is the jump from drudge to super team is entirely down to you. It is you that has to inspire them, lead them, motivate them, challenge them, and get them emotionally involved. The good news is that getting a team emotionally involved is easy. All you have to do is make sure they care about what they are actually doing. You have to get them to see the relevance of what they are doing, how it makes an impact on clients' lives, how they touch other people's lives by the amazing work they do. Get them seriously convinced that what they do makes a difference, and it does in their clients' lives. Deep down, everybody wants to be valued and wants to feel useful. All you have to do is reach down far enough and you will find care, feeling, concern, responsibility, and involvement. Drag all of that up and your team will follow without even realizing why. Before you do this with your team, just check in with yourself. Do you believe that what you do makes a positive difference? So that's the recruitment, an outline of the recruitment process and how to retain your stars. I think I'll probably have you tired for today. I'm tired talking myself. So tomorrow we're halfway, and tomorrow we move on to another topic that I would consider myself to be a lifelong student in, and that is the topic of management. Again, I know something that is critical, a critical skill to continue to develop for you. So please stick with me. I've mentioned earlier to you that our industry has the second highest failure rate of all business sectors. And the number one reason for that is poor management skills. So tomorrow is fairly critical to keep the show on the road. Management is something I never feel accomplished at. It's always, you know, every day is a school day. So we will start the process of management tomorrow. So take today, have a look at your to-do list, put your recruitment policies, processes in place, how to write an ad, how to attract the right people. And tomorrow we look at how to manage and motivate the right people that hopefully you have in your team. As always, have a great day. Many, many thank you. Thank yous for giving me your time and your attention. Again, it makes me feel so humbled that you do that. So thank you. Good luck. Any questions, please just write to me, email me, send me a message on social media. Write to me on the contact page on my website, businessmcgillan.com. If you have 5 minutes, please just have a look around my website and ask me any questions you need to about how I can help you or how we can work together. So have a great day.